Join the conversation.
Join the conversation.
You're with Cape Talk.
We were in conversation with Sikonathi Mashantsha when his line dropped and we were unable to continue that conversation. But NUMSA and NUM, which are the two unions, have called on workers to normalize the situation after they said Eskom had agreed to return to the bargaining table. Well, that bargaining table has been returned to, and Ed Stoddard joins us from the Business Maverick to consider what to expect next. Ed, a very good afternoon and welcome to Cape Talk.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon to you and your listeners.
Ed, your article poses the question on all, which is on all our minds. Is there light at the end of the tunnel for Stage 6 load shedding tunnel that threatens to plunge South Africa's very fragile economy into total darkness?
There's a glimmer of light, but it remains a glimmer. I think as Eskom has said today that it's going to take a while because of the strike. They have an increased backlog of maintenance, and I also understand that there are a couple of power stations where the workforce remains unhappy. And the guys apparently are reluctant to go back. And that is throwing a bit of a spanner into the works. But I also understand that the leadership of NUM and NUMSA are encouraging the workers to, as they say, normalize the situation. Now, you know, the strike is not officially sanctioned by the unions because it is illegal, because Eskom is an essential service.
I think, you know, these days strikes are not termed illegal anymore, but this is a very unprotected strike that they had actually embarked on, and that they'd gone into plunging the country into Stage 6. So yesterday was this meeting, the National Union of Mine Workers and the National Union of Metal Workers. What was the goal of that meeting, and what was the outcome of that agreement that they had reached? I know that this still has to be put in front of the members on Friday.
Yes, I don't actually, you know, people are talking about an agreement. I don't think an agreement has been reached. I think what was agreed was that they would meet again on Friday. There's no wage agreement or anything like that. And I think there's a bit of confusion perhaps about that. But there is absolutely no wage agreement. You know, they've just agreed to go back to work and resume talks.
So we don't have a wage agreement. So the demands of the unions have not been met, but the unions are telling their members to come back to work. What is happening in the meantime? Because a number of as you mentioned, a number of Eskom workers have not returned to work.
Well, I'm not on the ground in Mpumalanga, but my understanding is that the union leadership has asked the guys to go back, the guys and girls, and are trying to persuade them to go back. This isn't at all power stations. I think at most power stations, the situation is normalizing, but there are a handful where, you know, absenteeism is still very high. And I don't know if it's a power station where NUMS is in the majority or NUM is in the majority.
So they warned that while the workforce may be back in full force, the system is still taking some strain and it'll take some time to recover. Do we have any indication of how long it will take to recover? Because, I mean, with the workforce not being there, obviously there are maintenance problems, obviously there are certain generation capacity problems. How long will it take for us to get out of Stage 6 load shedding? And could we possibly see Stage 4 by the end of the week?
You know what? That's a trillion rand question. I really don't know the answer to it. If I did, I would probably be playing the rand right now to make some money. You know, because markets are obviously very sensitive to this, because it's, you know, this is a significant factor right now affecting economic growth as well as confidence in the economy. And, you know, the F&B PER Consumer Confidence Index that came out today, just as an example, is is at its second lowest level in over 30 years. And the lowest level was, you know, during, lockdown five in 2020. So, and that survey was done before stage six. Mm. So, you know, confidence in the economy, growth and all that kind of stuff is already, is already on the back foot, and it's been absolutely shattered by this turn of events.
Ed Stoddard, who is a journalist at Business Maverick, chatting to us this afternoon about the fact that, you know, the Eskom strike appears to be over. The workforce is hopefully returning to work because they were out on an unprotected strike in terms of where they were going and what was being done. What exactly are the unions demanding? Because when I spoke to Sikonathi Mantshantsha early on, he said that the one union came up with a demand of 12%, the other union came up with a demand of 15%. Eskom had put about 4.9% on the table. So what exactly are these different balls that we are sitting at the moment with, and who's juggling which ball?
Well, each union has demands. And my understanding is, for example, Solidarity, which represents mostly more skilled workers who might already be higher paid, and whose workers were not, and whose members, sorry, were not taking part in the strike, that their demands range from 5.5% to 6.5%, and it's NUM and NUMSA members who are pushing for double digit increases. The backdrop here, of course, is inflationary pressures in the economy, and the fact that disposable income in households is being eroded, and the unions have long maintained that their members are not responsible for the mess. That the financial mess, for example, that Eskom finds itself in, which is probably fair enough. But on the other hand, Eskom isn't a financial mess, as we all know. So it would be extremely difficult for it to meet these kinds of demands without growing its already fairly unsustainable levels of debt, one reckons.
Mm. The key thing here, and Ed, is the fact that a number of businesses are feeling this, from small to medium enterprises are definitely feeling this, because nobody's going to go, if you have your shop that's open or if you have your production in your factory that's open, your workers are not going to come to work at 8 o'clock till 12 o'clock at night when you don't have load shedding, and then go home between 12 and 2:30 in the morning when you do have home. So Where do we get? Do we first of all try and get everybody from Eskom back to work again, and then start sitting around a bargaining table?
Well, that would be the best case scenario, and the point that you make is that small businesses, medium businesses, households, the entire country is being adversely affected, and some of the small businesses which have just recovered from the wrecking ball that was the pandemic, face a new wrecking ball, and it's the last thing this economy needs. I mean, obviously we would be having load shedding whether or not workers were on an unprotected strike or not, but it's obviously the levels and the severity and now the backlog in maintenance. And I suppose as well, if workers are unhappy and disgruntled, even when they're at work, they may not be as productive as they normally would be. So that might worsen the situation further.
Mm. Ed Stoddard chatting to us this afternoon, journalist at Business Maverick, and chatting to us about the situation, the fact that, it appears to be that the strike is over, but an agreement in terms of wages has not been reached. So, yeah.